Roger Waters sings terrorists' anti-Israel anthem. We'll take back the land, from the river to the sea. By Deborah Danan on May 21, 2020. Tel Aviv, former Pink Floyd frontman Roger Waters sang that Palestinians will take back the land. From the Jordan River to the sea, a battle cry routinely used by terrorists that ultimately calls for the elimination of Israel. Together with anti-Israel far-left British filmmaker Ken Loach, Waters appeared at the UK Palestine Solidarity Campaign's PSC Nakba Day 2020 event, where he claimed that the Israel lobby and the Israeli government and the Israeli special, whatever they are called, are trying so hard to destroy the voices of support for Palestinians, the UK's Jewish Chronicle reported. The Palestinian Nakba commemorates the catastrophe of the establishment of the State of Israel. Playing an acoustic guitar and wearing a Palestinian kaffiyeh, Waters performed a song he had written for the event, which included the lyrics, "We'll walk hand in hand and we'll take back the land, from the Jordan River to the sea." A take on the war cry, "From the river to sea, Palestine will be free." The slogan, often chanted by pro-Palestinian supporters at anti-Israel protests as well as the Hamas terror group, essentially calls for a Palestinian state to take over the Jewish state which currently exists on the land between the Jordan River and the Mediterranean Sea. Speaking at the event, Loach, a member of Britain's Labour Party, claimed the party's controversial former leader Jeremy Corbyn was brought down in the same campaign targeting him and Waters and other pro-Palestinian activists who are vilified and facing accusations of racism and anti-Semitism. "We must not be put off, we have to tell the story. The abuse we get here is nothing compared to what the Palestinians get in their daily lives," Loach said. BDS founder Omar Barghouti closed the event with the claim Israeli technology is to blame for a range of refugee crises in South Sudan, Rwanda, and Latin America. Speaking to Breitbart News, international human rights lawyer and social activist Arsen Ostrovsky called Waters an unhinged racist and anti-Semite. "Let there be no ifs, buts or maybes, Roger Waters is an unhinged racist and anti-Semite," Ostrovsky said. "It is perhaps rather fitting that for someone who so fervently promotes the BDS movement, is now boycotted himself from his very own band, for whom even he has become an embarrassment, with his hyper-politics and vile hate." The Simon Wiesenthal Center tweeted, "Leave it to anti-Semite at Roger Waters to put Palestinian terrorists' genocidal credo to music. Proud Jews have three-word response, Am Yisrael Chai. The people of Israel lives."